USA Radio News.
A variant COVID strain now detected in 33 countries. Turkey, the latest to announce it has found cases of this strain that started in England. Here in the U.S., three states are reporting cases of the variant strain. New York Medical College Dr. Bob Lajita tells CBS News he's not surprised.
This new strain has probably been with us for some weeks already.
The good news, the vaccines we have appear to be effective against this strain. Still, Dr. Lajita notes vaccine rollout has been slow.
We wanted to get 20 million people vaccinated by the end of December. That didn't happen. We have 2 million people we've been able to vaccinate.
Dr. Lajita urges those who can get the vaccine to do so. He says not getting the vaccine is like playing Russian roulette. It might be up to the next Congress to approve bigger stimulus checks. The Senate adjourning last night without a vote on approving checks for $2,000. Tomorrow, the 116th Congress comes to a close, and the 117th Congress gets underway. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A Republican congressman not giving up his efforts to overturn the election results. Texas's Louie Gohmert and 11 other Republicans had filed suit to give the vice president the power to disregard some electoral votes. A federal judge yesterday threw out the suit, though, claiming Gohmert doesn't have standing. Gohmert saying last night he'll appeal. He tells Newsmax the courts are sending a troubling message.
But the bottom line is, the court is saying, we're not going to touch this, you have no remedy. Basically, in effect, the ruling would be that you got to go to the streets and be as violent as Antifa and BLM.
Gohmert says he expects a judge to rule on his appeal before Wednesday. That's when Congress will meet to formally record the Electoral College results. For the first time, Congress overrides a veto by President Trump. The Senate yesterday joining the House in overriding President Trump's veto of the defense budget. This means the $740 billion bill will become law. All eight of Trump's previous vetoes had been upheld. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A record set in the Georgia Senate runoff elections. Early voting now closed after 3 million votes are cast. That's the most Georgia has ever had in a runoff. It includes over 115,000 people who did not vote in the presidential race. Election day is Tuesday. President-elect Biden and Kamala Harris will be in Georgia tomorrow to rally for Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. President Trump and Vice President Pence will be in Georgia Monday to rally for Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. The only woman on federal death row is scheduled to be executed just days before President-elect Biden takes office. Here's Jeremy Scott.
A federal appeals court ruled Friday that a lower court judge was in error when he vacated Lisa Montgomery's execution date. She was set to die at the Federal Correctional Complex in Terre Haute, Indiana, in December, before U.S. District Court Judge Randolph Moss delayed the execution after her attorneys contracted coronavirus. Montgomery was convicted of murdering 23-year-old Bobby Joe Stinnett in Missouri in 2004. Prosecutors say she used a rope to strangle the pregnant woman and then cut the baby from the womb with a kitchen knife and tried to pass the baby off as her own. President-elect Biden has said he opposes the death penalty. Montgomery is set to die on January 12th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Vandalism at the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting "Cancel Rent" and "We Want Everything" on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility for the vandalism. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.